Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and humid. There's a chance of a strong late-night thunderstorm, a low of 74. Racine police continue investigating an early morning shooting that occurred about 1:45 in or around a residence in the 1200 block of Villa Street. The victim eventually taken to Frederick Hospital with what were described as multiple gunshot wounds. Initial reports were a man stumbling down the street holding his chest was found by two women driving by. They dropped him off at the emergency room at All Saints campus, and police were notified. Officers were then sent to the vicinity of 12th and Villa based on information from those two witnesses. The investigation expanded to include clearing the building and seeking a person of interest. Hours later, word came out a stolen car might have been involved in the scenario. The husband of an elderly Union Grove woman who died in a two-vehicle crash along the 1500 block of South Sylvania Avenue in the town of Yorkville back on August 30th also succumbed to injuries at the start of the Labor Day weekend. 85-year-old Earl Gable died at Frederick Hospital. His 87-year-old wife Evelyn died after arriving at the All Saints campus on the 30th. The driver of the car that a Sheriff's Department news release says failed to yield on a left turn is a 21-year-old Kenosha County resident. A 28-year-old Racine man has been charged with attempted burglary for allegedly trying to break into the home of a cancer patient. The victim, who said her home had been broken into in the past and some of her prescription medication stolen, told police she saw Jacob Childs trying to get into her home August 26th. However, she said he ran when she spotted him. Police arrested Childs at his home. He's also facing charges of possession of marijuana and bail jumping. At an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court this afternoon, a preliminary hearing on the charges was scheduled for next week. Kenosha County Deputy District Attorney Mike Gravely will be talking to the Kenosha County Board tonight about heroin or opiate overdoses, which averaged about 50 in the last several years. He calls it a true tragedy, noting overdose deaths still number twice as many as traffic fatalities. Gravely credits the availability of Narcan, an opiate antidote by first responders to revive people who might otherwise die, legislation recently making it available over the counter. Despite all that, Gravely says the problem is twice as big as back in the 1980s. Tonight's Racine Common Council meeting starts with a couple of public hearings on proposed zoning changes. The first involves 1325 14th Street and Danielle Beerwald's request to allow a photography studio on the first floor and a residence above in what used to be a D.P. Wigley-owned building, according to Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski. The other rezoning hearing is about a building at 2501 Douglas Avenue and allowing a tattoo business through an already permitted use, in this case, a coffee shop.
And then the additional oversight, or I guess, criteria is that it'll have to be accessory to a permitted use. So you may have a beauty parlor and the tattoo parlor attached or operated there as well. Or in this case, the person is interested in operating a coffee shop and having tattoo parlor in the rear of the building. So this amendment will allow it at this location, but also in other similarly zoned properties throughout the city.
Public hearings are separate from the public comment period, which is allowed at every council meeting. With September being prepared this month, Major General Don Dunbar, Adjutant General and Wisconsin's Homeland Security Advisor, is urging the public to have an emergency response plan ready that includes information on where to go during the event and how to communicate with loved ones if separated during a crisis.
A designated meeting point should be close to your home, and you should have a backup in your neighborhood as well. Have a contact list, a paper copy, and electronic copy with current contact information for anybody to be reached in an emergency. And don't forget to put one paper copy into your emergency kit. Now, in case the phone service isn't available, you might want to consider text messaging. That can still get through because it takes less bandwidth. Ready Wisconsin has all kinds of easy and inexpensive ways for you and your family to be ready for an emergency situation. www.readywisconsin.wi.gov or go to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
Starting today, a busy stretch of Highway 38 in Caledonia is being targeted with a state DOT contract to improve safety. Center line and shoulder rumble strips are being installed along 8 miles of the road from Highway K to the Racine-Milwaukee County line. It's been identified as in the top 5% of crash locations in the state, showing a pattern of vehicles leaving the road or crossing the center line along non-intersection segments. The work is expected to be completed by fall. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.